from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Squid, and Big Z. Money Mark, Riverboat Romeo over here hanging out with all the details going down on the Atlanta Falcons. Is you like that?
Riverboat Romeo.
Yeah, Riverboat kind of Romeo, feeling man. That. A little Italian feel to it.
Card counting Casanova?
That's right. That's right,
let's not get carried away here, boys.
Listen, Bo's still feeling good about his victory.
You know what the problem is, okay,
I didn't know he had a problem.
Well, let me rephrase that. You know what his issue is, okay? His issue is that now the scale's slightly starting to tilt against him. Like, you know, like you Mike and I get along, and so you now all of a sudden you're on the defensive. Mm. So you kind of have to quickly take these pot shots at me that are unsolicited, you know, to kind of level the playing field.
I've had some people diagnose Bo over the last couple of weeks.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever not taken the pot shots at you. And in fact, like I said earlier.
To you, you're correct.
Yeah. The show started with him complimenting you, actually.
Well, I complimented him when he brought up the shots at other – but he thought I would take it him. And I'm like, no, those are ones I think that are ridiculous and unfair. Those are ones that people who have nothing going on for themselves in other ways want to take shots at you. That's what I said.
I will say, Zeno, you have not followed suit with Bo, because he actually defended you against the – you were like, I'm going to go ahead and start this off the top. Don't take this shot at me. And yet, you had a comment a minute ago, but you had made like a short joke or something. I don't remember what exactly it was, but I was like, dang.
It slipped. I said little man.
Yeah, you said something like that. And I was like, man, Zeno's not taking the high road.
I apologize about that.
Zeno's not taking the high road.
I'm not sure that.
I genuinely apologize.
How tall are you again?
5'10".
You're being very generous to yourself.
I suppose, like, boy, if I get some good heels on these shoes.
Let me tell you something.
It'll be eye to eye.
Those rock shoes, they come with
They're
insert.
On stilts. Nope.
I don't know, man. We might do it. Hey, G, we might do a back-to-back here in just a minute.
Gordon, what's 5'10 look like? Because I don't think Mark Zeno's next to the name of the dictionary. But you know what? A lot of short people in this radio station try to give themselves inches they don't have.
Some more than others.
Can I just get through this? This is how I brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. And, gentlemen, one of the funnest parts of the show today has been getting into these over-unders. If you want to weigh in on Kirk Cousins' over-under, was it 3,800, I believe you said the passing yards was, Zeno? Mm-hmm. 30-1 MVP odds, Kyle Pitts. 4.5 over-under on the touchdowns. I think you said Drake London right at 1,000.5 receiving yards. If you want to weigh in on those, hit us up on the X at 929 Morning Shift, 404-726-0929. You got any other? You got any over-unders in there, Zeno, that we can chop up with the Falcons? Because honestly, man, I know that you're a year-round kind of Vegas guy, and you talk in lines and all that. Like, I'm starting to get the itch. I am a fall only
smart
gambler.
Smart.
I don't go there. I don't try to step out of my comfort zone. I don't do the baseball very much. But boy, on some of those beautiful Saturday afternoons when college football has taken flight, I will dive straight into that thing.
Jesse Bates, over or under 2.5 interceptions?
Ooh, Golly.
Say that again?
Jesse Bates, I have to over or under 2.5 interceptions.
I don't know why you wouldn't go over on that. I mean, the guy had, what, 3 or 4 last year?
I mean, it's such a hard thing to account for, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 6 last year.
Yeah, it's 6. I mean, it's such a hard thing to account for. You know, interceptions are not necessarily something that you can force, right? There's a lot of things that have to happen.
Yeah.
You have no idea where the quarterback's going to throw the ball. It's right place, right time, you know, alignment, assignment, make a football play kind of deal. And it's just the variance there is no.
I think I also want to know, too, to your point, I want to know who's playing next to him at the safety spot. Obviously, that's Richie Grant's spot to lose, but you bring in Justin Simmons the other day. I mean, that could push more balls towards Jesse Bates if you're playing next to Justin Simmons as opposed to Richie Grant, right? I mean, if you're a quarterback and you're looking towards the secondary and you see Richie Grant and Jesse Bates is patrolling center field, it's like, let me opt towards a Clark Phillips or one of these other guys before I throw it his direction.
I don't even think I don't think that's as important as it is what Kirk Cousins said about Jesse Bates the other day when we talked to him, that he has a knack for being somewhere where you didn't account for him to be because of how good he is at the off-the-field film study stuff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question, just even away from the betting stuff. I'm curious your thoughts on the, let's just call it carry share, percentage of touch share between Bijan and Algier. What feels appropriate? I mean, let's just say it's 90% between the two of them because some other guys are going to get some random touches here and there,
you know,
in certain spots. So if 90%, I mean, of that 90%, should it be 60-40 in favor of Bijan?
I would say.
Or should it be bigger than that?
I think it might be higher.
I don't want it.
Are we in agreement that Bijan is the best offensive weapon on this team?
Yes.
I think he has the most. I think he potentially.
It's a yes or no question.
Yeah. We have to see it.
Well,
we have to see how they want to use him and how he. Because there were times, as much as I love Bijan, there were times last year where I thought he could have, if he would have done things differently, he would have been more effective, and you hope that he grows into that role.
Well, to your point, this is how I'm thinking of it. Let me bring y'all into my brain on this. All right, I just mentioned about an hour ago we were talking about the run game. I think they've married the duo run concept from L.A., and they've put it in with the wide zone concept of Arthur Smith that this offensive line and Dwayne Ledford are known for. I think, and this is where I come to a crossroads here, in my opinion, Tyler Algier last year was better at outside zone than Bijan was. All right, so when I get into maybe the more duo downhill style runs, the A and B gap kind of runs, where Bijan will take an offset step and then get downhill, I think he'll actually be better suited for that, even though it's more of an Algier body. I think Algier had a much better understanding of outside zone and getting wide and sticking his foot in the ground and getting north and south and dragging people for 8 yards. So when I look at kind of the lion's share of the carry, I think it'll be interesting to see where that identity develops.
I understand the offense is different this year, but last year, of the 90% that was left, and from a pure carry standpoint, Bijan had 45% of that and Tyler had 39%.
Right.
It's a lot closer. Now, again, I'm not suggesting Tyler Algier should become the forgotten man, so to speak, but there's only one football, and this is the dilemma the Falcons will face when we talk about all these numbers and props and everything else. Only one football to get to. So what is the pecking order of who it goes to and why and how often does that happen? Right? I mean, I would argue this. Like for Kyle Pitts, we talk about the expectation. I think you and I both are on the same page about how high they should be and the number. Go back to his rookie year at Matt Ryan. The one number that stood out to me the most, 66% of his catches his rookie year at Matt Ryan. You know what they did? They were first downs. Give me that number again. Give me 2 out of every 3 times he touches the ball, the chains get moved. That, to me, is impact without statistics that back it up.
And that comes from moving him to the outside. He was on the outside a lot of times, and he was the guy running, you know, essentially what most people call a go route. Because the fact of the matter is, when he was here his rookie year, it was Kyle Pitts and Cordarrelle Patterson. Those were your weapons because Calvin Ridley played like 4 games that year.
And then decided to take a break.
So the one thing I would say is that you have more weapons to help with that, but I do think that an elite tight end is a first down catcher. That I agree with you on that. I think when you have elite tight ends, they're the guys that get you first downs. Yep. And that Kyle Pitts is a guy that can do it all, including stretch of field and yak, Mike, and that could create first downs.
Don't talk dirty to me with the yak. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's get our buddy John LaGrange. Welcome in, Mafia member. Let's do this thing.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Mark, it's good to hear you this morning. You always have your insightful takes. I appreciate that. And with the whole Long Island and the whole Long Island and Dallas take, you know, I've been to both, and Long Island is spectacular, but I think you're really downplaying Dallas. And
Texas?
I love it when I'm in a canoe or a kayak, you know, going down a creek, and that banjo music starts playing. It, you know,
like the Deliverance.
You gotta watch it when you go around Dallas, because you know that banjo music starts playing. You got to start looking over your shoulder. But anyway, I had a question for Mark. I'm a Razorback fan, and we've been down the last 3 or 4 years. What's your take on them getting the 6 wins and finally getting to a small, irrelevant bowl? See ya.
I'd hate to say it. I think this is Sam Pittman's last year there. I don't know that it goes well.
I think you need to remember your Arkansas before you fire Sam Pittman. Also, I didn't have on the bingo card today a guy from Arkansas trying to talk trash about what Dallas, Georgia is or isn't. So that's an interesting thing.
You see, I mean,
tell you what, I'm always going to – I'm a Dallas boy. I'm always
going to
take it from my hometown. You answered it. You said Sam Pittman won't be here longer. That means he's the under.
Mark, here's the question. When and if they move on from Sam Pittman, because I think you're right. I think there's too much money being thrown around there, and I think they have a newfound freedom in an NIL era. Here's my question, though. Who's the interim coach for Arkansas when they move on from Sam Pittman? Please don't tell me it's Bobby Petrino.
No
way it's Bobby Petrino.
Here's the thing that's fair about Arkansas. Their road schedule is actually pretty fair. Now, they got to go to OK State, which is going to be they may be better than people think. They got a road game at Auburn, Mississippi State, which is still a mess in a state of transition, and then they get Missouri the last week of the regular season. Other than that, they get Texas at home, Ole Miss at home, LSU at home, Tennessee at home. So if they are going to get to a bowl game, they've got to hold serve at home more often than not. That's really the key for them. And they're dealing with a new quarterback, too, and who knows what their offense is going to look like. Tough to figure out.
Yeah, it is. All right, the morning shift's going to roll on here live from Flowery Branch. Make sure you stick around with us, because coming up on the other side of the break, we have a live squid. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, there's a great story that Jeff Francoeur told on a podcast yesterday.
With Tim Kirkson, you heard that?
About Bobby Cox.
It
is classic Bobby. We'll tell you next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game and
The Odyssey app. That's right.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.